and welcome to the Low Carb Universe Health Boost, episode 64.
Hello.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sitting here in what do you call tvättstuga in English?
The laundry room.
Yes, a small laundry room is stuffed with pillows and stuff to see if I can get some better quality.
Cool. And if you are subscribed to our newsletter, you actually saw a picture of Bitte doing exactly this in the last send out. That was like 2 weeks ago or something.
So it's not just something I'm saying.
No, it's true.
It's really true.
There's picture evidence.
Yeah, I wonder if people are hot out there. It's very hot in Europe right now.
It really is.
Yeah, and this laundry room is quite nice, actually, in the middle of the apartment. No windows are, so it's quite cool on the floor here. So I like it. Yeah. So let's just get going with our boosts.
Yes.
Yes, we actually... we talk about vanity sometimes, because it's allowed to be vain, you know. If yes. You feel good and you feel like yes,
if that improves your health, definitely it's part
absolutely
of it.
Yeah. This maybe the thing I am going to talk about now maybe doesn't improve my health, but my mental health, sort of, or my I'm always happy. So
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I actually got myself some eyebrows a week ago.
Yes.
Yes. So I did like that, they call it like a semi-tattoo or something.
Yeah, like microblading.
Yeah, microblading, that's the name. And it hurts as, but it's so worth. And I'm not changing anything. I'm following the same, I'm not doing like any extraordinary stuff, just making sure that I can see my eyebrows whenever I want to. Yes, I actually, so I feel very, very, and I did the same, I also I've done eyeliners the same way, and it's a real boost for me, because when I wake up in the morning and I go into my bathroom and I see myself in the mirror, I actually see that I've got eyes. that's
I'm only laughing because I can relate to this myself.
Yes, yeah, you see, so that's a boost for me.
Yeah, like I don't even have to wear mascara necessarily, as long as I just do my eyebrows so that, you know, there's some definition up there.
Exactly.
Otherwise, my face gets so long.
yeah, just weird. Flat, you know. Yeah, exactly. So we're in the same boat. Yes. That's my first boost.
Cool.
And then I have a boost that is supposed to be a boost, but I don't. Maybe it's good for me. But I'm right now. I'm in the city, so I have internet connection.
Yay!
And but I'm actually staying in the countryside. And, you know, I can hardly even call anyone because there is such a lousy connection. And everybody says, oh, it's so nice to be without internet connection. And I'm actually trying to. I think they are lying because since all the contact and all the work we do with our events, we do it with the help of internet.
Yeah.
And so I get, yeah. But I am trying to convince myself that it's very good for me and that it is some kind of a boost.
Okay. How's that going for you?
okay. And I got a third boost.
Wow. You're on a roll.
Yes. Every year when we are on vacation in Majorca, we have a family coming down, a friend that always stays with us in the countryside. And without the internet. So there's a lot of talking. So, okay, maybe it's nice with no internet. No, but we have a tradition, me and the lady of this family. One day during vacation, we just leave our husbands and all the children and all, all the cooking, you know, and preparing food and everything. And we go down to Palma. And we have lunch and we have dinner and we go and we shop and we stay for some cavas at some bars and we just enjoy ourselves. And that we did yesterday. Yeah. And that was, it's truly, truly relaxing and fun. And we are like giggling. Oh, we're going downtown for our shopping day. And the thing is that we noticed a difference from other years now.
Okay.
We almost didn't buy anything.
Apart from kava.
Kava, I bought a pair of shoes or sandals. Actually.
Cool.
Yeah, sandals. And my friend Cammy, she just bought three things. We usually have like a lot of paper bags and stuff, you know. But it was
so
a
you're
boost.
Doing a good thing for the environment not to like buy a lot of fast fashion and stuff.
Yes,
proud of you guys.
Yeah, we discussed this actually. We didn't actually think that was due to the environment. It's because we have matured.
Oh,
we realized.
Okay.
Yes, we shouldn't just buy anything because it's cheap. Because I got my closet full of stuff, cheap stuff bought in Palma during all the rebajas, great sales.
They are great in Palma, though.
Yes, and I don't use them so often, everything. Both for good for the environment and good for my wallet.
Yes, and good for your wardrobe, so it doesn't get too stuffy in there.
Yes, yeah. So I'm happy today. A bit tired after yesterday, but yes. And the last thing we did, we went to the Sky Bar at Bar Cuba.
Oh my God, that's fantastic!
Oh, that view.
Yeah.
But oh, it was wonderful. So
was it a lot of people?
It was crowded.
It's packed, right? Yeah, it's always
with
packed.
Like almost only Swedes.
I know.
Yes, that's so silly. I don't. Yeah, but never mind. It was beautiful.
Hot tip for you to visit in Palma is the Cuba Bar, Cuba rooftop bar, because it's fantastic.
Yes, it is. And we discussed also how many sky bars are there in
Palma. Apparently, more than we know. I saw some list somewhere. I need to go on an excursion.
You try to find that list again, and we can post it.
Yeah,
to
that'd
people.
Be great.
Yeah. So I don't have anything more.
Well, you seem pretty boosted out.
Yes,
that's fantastic. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah,
so many health boosts, and even some that are maybe not as good as others, maybe the whole internet thing, for example. But I mean, you can get used to living in most conditions. So
it's
just a limited amount of time. So
yes,
you know that you'll
survive.
Be back to high power internet very soon. And woo-hoo! Now you got your little fix.
So Hannah, what do you have to offer us today?
It's a very good question. I think for me, this week especially is a lot about helping yourself so you can help others. And what I mean by that is that, for example, it's very, very important that you take care of yourself and find your health boost, for example, but also health-wise. So in my case, taking care of my blood sugar extra, that goes for every day. But anyway, blood sugar, and that I eat properly and that I don't, clog my system with a lot of crappy things. And that I make sure that I move, even though it's been super, super hot. It's been like 36 degrees here in Zurich. And sort of I have to go for my daily walk and everything after the sun has set. Just because it's not sustainable otherwise. But just really making sure that I take care of myself and do that as much as possible for the single purpose of being able to be there for others and for those around me who might not be in such a fortunate state right now. So yeah, that's I think that's a huge thing, and this goes far beyond, you know, just food and exercise. This also goes with meditation, for example, with supplements, with hydration, especially in this heat.
Yes,
hydrate a lot, and electrolytes. Salt. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Electrolytes, fantastic. Ooh, I have a fantastic tip for that actually.
Okay.
Which I encountered at KetoCon where I was last month. Last month only? Yeah, last month.
Yeah.
And it's from Keto Chow. I got to try some electrolytes and they're freaking fantastic. They've revolutionized my life. They're really good.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a hot little tip, especially in warm climates, but also, of course, if you're going through something like keto flu or something like that.
Yes.
Electrolytes
absolutely.
Really, really, really do help.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there's a lot of parts to it, but yeah, making sure that you're in your best health and health boosted so that you can help others around you. That's my health boost.
Taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's a great health boost.
Yeah, I think so.
yeah. And people, you might think that it's a bit egoistic, but you really explained why it is non-egoistic to do it. So don't be ashamed of taking care of yourself.
And that also goes hand in hand with your first health boost this week, which is, of course, vanity. If that makes you feel better about yourself, if that makes you feel healthier, then freaking do it. Like, don't be ashamed to want to dress in a certain way or do your makeup or get those microbladed eyebrows and be happy about it, because that gives you the energy and makes your sort of
everyday life
also that let's go with that. That's cool.
We let's do that. So
it's very do what you need to do you the best way that you can do.
A nice conclusion
to that topic, absolutely, definitely.
Yeah. So I've got nothing more to say.
Okay. Well, I was actually thinking of talking a little bit about how it is in Mallorca right now.
Okay, yes.
And how also how Esplendido is right now, because I know you are planning maybe a little visit.
Yes, I am going there next week.
Oh, that's lovely. So, I'm a little bit jealous.
Mallorca is super hot and super beautiful. And it's just delightful. And you should be... you talked about the electrolytes. I'm not that advanced, but I do sea salt every morning.
Yeah, and that really helps a lot too.
Yes, it does. So,
Is it a lot of people on the island?
there's a lot of people, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And a lot of cars. Yeah. And not everyone is used to the traffic, so you need to take it easy.
Yeah.
And I actually almost crashed into another car.
Oh no!
A couple of days ago, yes, because it was a taxi in front of me, and in the city, so it wasn't like that. You could have such a distance that you wish, and he was turning right, and then suddenly in the middle of the turn, he just stopped.
Okay.
And
that's scary.
Yeah, I just turned as much as I could to the left, and I missed that. A car with like 2 centimeters or maybe millimeters, my husband says.
Okay.
No, but nothing happened. But you have to be alert.
Yeah, and you would think like a taxi driver would still know a little better.
I think so as well. So,
Well, this is completely apart from your, you know, bad driving that is year round, but the tourists and the amount of cars and everything, that is, of course, completely different than what it's going to be in November.
Yes.
Yeah, because then we basically have the island for ourselves.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
And we for sure have Hotel Esplendido for ourselves.
That we definitely do. You will not feel like a sardine can on their beach November, as you would right now, for example.
Exactly. It's super crowded. So, yeah, we'll have a lot of space, a lot of nice air and nice dancing on the beach and swimming in the sea, if you feel for that, if you're such a person.
Yeah. Vitamin D boosts and cryotherapy and all
And all the real food they serve us. So, yeah.
I can't wait.
No, exactly. And if they are, if you are interested in learning more or buying your ticket, you just go to www.lcu.thelowcarbuniverse.com.
Whoop whoop, and do it today.
Yeah, do it today, so it's done, and get your vacation to your boss and ask for vacation and find a babysitter and
yeah, and for your parakeet and stuff, you know, someone that goes.
Exactly. Okay, Hannah.
I think we're done. Have a great week.
The same to you. Bye-bye.